Don't play with her, don't be dishonest. Ay. Still not understanding this logic. Ay. I'm back and I'm better.
And I'm better.
I want you bad as ever. Don't let me just let up. I wanna give you better. Baby, it's whatever. Somebody gotta step up. Gonna let somebody saw next up. Be damn if I let them catch up. It's easy to see that you're fitter.
Yeah.
I am on a whole nother level.
Whole nother level.
Fuck you over cause you let him. Fuck him, girl, I guess he didn't know any better.
No
girl,
any better.
That man didn't show any ever. Do all
that's
I
that
can
Bryson Tiller. What's going on, family? Welcome.
Lately, you say he been killing the vibe.
To an episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. I am your gracious host, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Mr. Tariq Elite Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Today's show is brought to you by CentralTreasury.com. That's a great website to go to market your business. They get your business plans in order. You can do corporate filings. They will assist clients with new businesses and obtain funding, the whole nine yards. Go to CentralTreasury.com. And today's show is also brought to you by a free mobile app called Flappy Rappers. It's a hip-hop take on the popular game called Flappy Bird. Now, there's 13 rappers in this game, and it's very, very fun to play. It's available right now on Google Play for Android and the mobile app store. That's Flappy Rappers. And also follow the sister that created it. Beautiful sister created it, Cynthia. Her Instagram is at L.A. Cali Dime. So anyway, family, we're going to chop up some real good game on today's show, as we always do. We're going to take a lot of calls on today's show. And again, the phone number is 818-850-5404. Call up. Let me know what's on your mind. A lot of stuff we need to talk about. And we're going to take another quick break, family. And we'll be right back after these messages. So don't touch that dial. We'll be right back, fam. As a community, we hardly see any programming portraying black couples. And when we do, we're bombarded with negative images of them. Through to Lives is a video blog documenting a young black couple's weekly journey in New York City. Viewers get to see all the fly things a young couple can do in the Big Apple, from cooking classes to yacht parties, the whole nine yards. Every week, they post a new video blog and a new interactive quiz on their website, ThroughToLives.com. So visit them at ThroughToLives.com. That's T-H-R-U, the number 2, L-I-V-E-S.com. And also check them out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at ThroughToLives. Do you or someone you know have difficulty writing a college research paper, a master thesis, or a doctoral dissertation due to problems like uncertainty and confusion, lack of research information, procrastination, or writer's block? Then get the solutions fast. Solution Dissertation Coach has the right strategies and techniques for your writing project in all subject areas and research domains. Succeed now and graduate on time or before time. Contact the Solution Dissertation Coach at solutiondissertationcoach.us. That's solutionsdissertationcoach.us.
Hey, what's up? It's dating and life coach Mr. Locario. Go to badboymembership.com and master the dating game by joining my Bad Boy Membership program. In this program, you'll receive 45 through 90 minute, easy to follow, step-by-step dating advice tutorials that's guaranteed to help you attract, date, and have sex with beautiful women. Join the Bad Boy Membership today by going to badboymembership.com. That's badboymembership.com.
Are you a recording artist? Are you a music producer? Or do you have an independent label? Well, this message is for you. Go check out legendarymix.com. If you are in need of a professional mix down, an amazing mastering job, or both, they can deliver. With 13 years of experience, you can expect radio quality equivalent to the top mix masters and engineers with quick turnaround times. Go to legendarymix.com or call or text 347-565-5892 or email legendarymix1 at gmail.com. Mention Tariq Radio and get 20% off on your first order. That's legendarymix.com. Yo, check out my man Kevin Gentry and his website, BecomeRichFamousFast.com. Kevin has a one-on-one private school coaching website, and he will teach you everything you need to know about the game. And you can call him directly at 404-207-207.
5640. Call Kevin up and he will teach you everything you need to know about being a true player and having real, real tight game. So check out BecomeRichFamousFast.com.
To all you single ladies and all you single fellas out there, you're trying to get that hookup? Well, you need to check out TheHoneyHouse.com. At TheHoneyHouse.com, you can go there and make new friends, make connections. You could possibly get lucky in finding that special someone. They even have a Profile of the Week section where every week a new honey's profile is given the spotlight. So be sure to hit up TheHoneyHouse.com, the best free urban social network site online. That's TheHoneyHouse. DAHoneyHouse.com.
You are now tuning in to the King of Game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
Oh, what's up, family? Welcome back. Welcome back to the Tariq Elite Radio Show, and I'm your gracious host. I am Mr. Tariq Nasheed, also known as King Flex, also known as Tariq Elite. Also known to the ladies as Denzel Sausageton. What's going on, fam? The phone number to call in is 818-850-5404. We're going to talk about what's on your mind on today's show, and we're going to jump right into it while I'm thinking about it. Let's see. The phone lines are lit up. Who we got on the phone? Who's calling?
This is Will from Wisconsin.
Will from Wisconsin. How you doing, Will?
Wisconsin. How you doing, man?
What's on your mind, Will?
I just want to let you know, man, I've been listening to your show, and you opened my eyes to a lot of things, and, you know, I just like what you're doing, man. I'm behind you 100%.
Much respect, man. Thank you for the call, brother. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
No doubt. All right, fam. Now, it sounds like Will had some goddamn pit bulls fighting in the back or something. Y'all got to have it together. Let's not have all the noise in the back when you call up, fam. Let's see who we got here. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, King Flex, this is Alex from Fort Worth, Texas.
Alex from Fort Worth. What's on your mind, Alex?
Hey, you know, not to be the dead horse, but you know in that end of a movie, you always say that white people go in white victim mode anytime you're an adult victim, but Jerry Heller, he had kind of went into white victim mode so that he heard his name on that No Vaseline. I thought that was very interesting.
Oh, yeah. That was a very interesting scene. They were down when, you know, NWA was talking about, you know, killing niggas, slapping broads, and all that other stuff. But the minute somebody mentioned him, oh, hell. Oh, I got to sue. Oh, I got to call the Anti-Defamation League. And oh, he went right into victim mode about how Ice Cube was hateful and the whole thing. But for those who haven't seen the movie, my man is talking about a scene in the Straight Outta Compton movie. Very good movie. I've seen the movie twice, man. Y'all got to see that movie. You'll learn a lot of good game about just the music industry and just the legacy of NWA. But thanks for the call, fam. Oh, yeah, man. Those suspected white supremacists, they're going to victim mode at the drop of a hat, man. I saw a video of a guy, it was a white dude on a bus, starting a fight with a black dude. He kept getting up in the brother's face and kept taunting the brother. And the brother kept saying, hey, man, you know, leave me alone, dude. The white guy just kept messing with him. Hey, you're a coward, dude. You're a fucking coward, man. The brother said, man, you need to leave me alone, dude. I'm just trying to tell you. And the white dude just kept egging him on. What the fuck are you going to do, man? You're fucking coward, dude. You're coward, man. Fuck you. And he just kept on. And he just kept on. And then the brother got up and started putting them beats on him. The brother touched him up real quick. And the minute the little suspected white supremacist got touched up, he hopped up talking about, call the police, man. Call the police. He went right into victim mode. So those white supremacists, man, they're very good at egging people on and getting into victim mode. Now, a lot of people are talking about right now another Rachel Dolezal situation with a Black Lives Matter activist, and I use those terms in quotations, a guy named Sean King. There's some stories that came out today. It was trending on Twitter. I know TMZ picked up on it. A lot of the news outlets picked up on it. But a guy named Sean King, who's an activist and he's a writer and a journalist, And Sean King, he's down with the whole Black Lives Matter people. And today they've outed him, quote unquote, as a white person pretending to be black. Sean King, his whole thing, I think he was saying that he was a very light-skinned person. You know, and I've seen very light-skinned black people who are black, but he claimed, from what I understand, that he was biracial. And some white supremacists outed him. You know, they've outed him. They found his parents, and they found some documents saying that he specified himself as being white when he was, I think, on arrest record from some years back. And they just found a lot of documentation on the guy. They found some birth certificates of his father and the mother. They were both white. So this is another seemingly Rachel Dolezal situation of a white person pretending to be black. And a lot of people have been asking my opinion on that. And now let me first say this. Sean King has done a lot of great work. I'll give him that. Sean King has done a lot of great work. A lot of great work from Sean King. He seems like a very thorough gentleman. Now, the only issue I have with Sean King, because we corresponded briefly last year, and, you know, I was riding with him real heavy at first, but something happened that kind of made me a little weary of dude, and I'm not trying to discredit anything from this guy. I'm not trying to discredit anything from him. But it was a correspondence that we had about a year ago, and I posted it on my Twitter page, that made me a little skeptical about him. And not to discredit anything from him, but just a little skeptical about him, because, you know, I was, you know, we were co-signing each other's activism. And y'all remember when some of those fake pretend feminists who's down with Black Lives Matter, when I started donating money to the people in Ferguson, some of those phony ass fraudulent Black Lives Matter people got upset because they felt that I was taking their shine, and then they went on a little slander attack on me. They were trolling me on Twitter. A lot of them were writing negative articles, all of those fraudulent Black Lives Matter people, because I've been warning people about the Black Lives Matter folks for years. Then I exposed some of those fraudulent Black Lives Matter quote-unquote activists who were accused of stealing money down there in Ferguson and the whole nine yards. As it's just me defending myself. And Sean King kind of played Captain Save-A-Ho for some of the fraudulent Black Lives Matter people. He kind of hit me up on Twitter like, hey man, you can't disrespect them, man. They're doing so much good work. I said, whoa, hold on. What you talking about? You don't see them making all of these crazy attacks on me, brother? What you talking? It's Sean King. I'm like, what's with the whole caping thing you talking about? So that made me look at him differently from that point on. Then I just couldn't co-sign anything from dude. Not to discredit my man stuff. But I looked at him a little differently. He was caping and co-signing some of the blatant fuckery coming from those Black Lives Matter frauds and pawns. So I said, okay, if he's down with that, man, okay. If he's co-signing that, I really don't know what's going on with dude. And again, the exchange is on Twitter. Y'all can see it now. This was a year ago. So now, a year later, comes to find out this guy, he's allegedly not even a real black person. And again, I'm not surprised with anything coming from that whole Black Lives Matter crew. Have you guys noticed there is nothing but fuckery coming out of that Black Lives Matter bullshit? Every week, there's a new form of fuckery popping off from that whole Black Lives Matter crew. And that's by design. I've said it many, many times. Many of the people from Black Lives Matter and those associated with them, they are funded to just fuck up the energy, man. And again, now with the whole Sean King thing, he does a lot of great stuff. This guy's a great writer. He does a lot of stuff to expose white supremacy. And that's a good thing. That's why I low-key give him a pass. I want to low-key give him a pass because what we do we need some more Wispies. Like I said on my Ustream, we need some white Crispies. We need some Wispies, some white sellouts. We need some white double agents like we had back in the Jim Crow era. Back in the Jim Crow era, the black community utilized their white people or black people who could pass for either or. They utilized them. They utilized those type of people. And we could utilize some Sean Kings or people like that. We could even utilize some Rachel Dolezals. I hope I'm pronouncing that woman's last name right. But we need some people who are able to go in and out of white society. They don't have to, you know, proverbially put on blackface. But we need people to kind of give us the inside track on what's happening in the white supremacist culture. Because a lot of times they have access to white supremacist culture. Back during the Jim Crow era, whenever there were about to be race riots, a lot of people in the black community, because they made buying guns and buying weapons illegal for a lot of black people, what happened was they would send the black people who could pass for white, they would send them in into white society and get weapons and all that old stuff and bring it back to the black community. See, we need people like Sean King doing that. Don't just pass for black just to lay up with sisters. Get some intel, Sean King, and people like Sean King. Go into the dominant white society, find out who the white supremacists are. And again, I commend people like Sean King for talking about white supremacy and discussing a lot of the policies. And that's good. We need to put that shit in overdrive. You ain't got to play black. Just stay white and just come on over here and give us some information. Stay white and just bring the information to us. We need more people like Tim Wise. That's why I respect Tim Wise. I love Tim Wise. Tim Wise is white. He acknowledges that he's white. He gets a lot of information and brings it to us and brings it to the masses. So that's what we need. We need more of that. Let me see. Let me get some calls here. What's up? Who's calling?
We need more people.
Man, hello.
Yo, Tariq, what's good, man?
What's up? Who is this?
Yo, this is Bonnie from Little Rock.
Hey, man, what's on your mind, dog?
Hey, what's going on, man? Now, I kind of wanted to get your thoughts on the whole Black Lives Matter situation. They recently released a video with them talking to Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
In my opinion, she kind of exposed them for not really having a thorough agenda on you know, what they really wanted to get accomplished if she became president. So I kind of want to get your thoughts on that whole situation.
I touch on that right now. Thanks for the call, man. Now, my man made a good reference. I was going to talk about that in a second. Some of the so-called Black Lives Matter people met up with Hillary Clinton. And it the way it looked, I don't know if it was staged or not, because the whole thing could have been staged. It could have been arranged. Because my thing is this. I question everything. Now, Hillary Clinton, she was the former first lady, so this woman has security. So just some niggas running up on her, kind of ambushing her with questions. I'm kind of skeptical of that. This woman is a former first lady, so she has security. So I don't think that it's just a coincidence that these people ran up on her like that. I think that it was orchestrated. Again, these people are funded by George Soros, the Black Lives Matter people, and Hillary Clinton is funded by George Soros. Let's be very clear. So the whole meeting that they had, that could have been a staged thing. But she met up with these people. They seemed like they were backstage somewhere. And they were like, well, Miss Clinton, I mean, we need to do something about mass incarceration. They brought up some good points. They were talking about mass incarceration is the new slavery. Very good points. And then Hillary basically said, and she hit on some very interesting points. She said, well, look, you know, you can't change people's hearts. You know, I'm not trying to change racism. Well, you can't change people's hearts. What we can do, we can change laws. We can, you know, allocate funds and resources. You know, we can put together certain policies. So what she was saying was making sense. But the so-called Black Lives Matter people, they didn't pick up on that. They didn't attack what she said. They didn't piggyback off what she said. What she said was very important. Basically, she was almost saying, hey, man, y'all get some paper together and holla at me. Let's do something. See, the thing is, we want to get there. We want to get around people and get all emotional and start talking about our feelings and all this old stuff. And we don't want to start talking about some real tangible things. Let me see if I can find the clip real quick of Hillary Clinton talking to the Black Lives Matter people. I'm looking on YouTube. Hopefully it's not one of these bait videos. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Let me find the real clip, because I hate watching videos or looking for video and it's a bunch of bait videos where it's a bunch of dumb motherfuckers talking before you see the video. Like, you click it, Black Lives Matter talks to Hillary Clinton, and all of a sudden, hey, what up, everybody? It's that stupid ass shit. So hold on, let me play this.
Black Lives Matter activists making their voices heard on the campaign trail. I want you to listen to some tense moments behind closed doors between Hillary Clinton and protesters. It was last week, and it was in New Hampshire.
I'll say this as respectfully as I can, but if you don't tell Black people what we need to do, then we won't tell you all what you need to do.
I'm not telling you. I'm just telling you to tell me.
What I mean to say is...
Okay. Now, there's a Black dude and some Black Lives Matter chicks standing next to this Black dude, and they're talking to Hillary. Hillary just said, I need you to tell me. I don't disagree with that. I do not disagree with that.
This is and has always been a white problem of violence. It's not... There's not much that we can do to stop the violence against us.
Well, if that is
a conversation that I pushed back.
Okay, I understand. I understand what you're saying.
Also respectfully.
Yeah.
Okay, this nigga... Okay. They got some little beta-ass nigga, you know, who's barely articulating himself. See, they get these niggas, they get around white people, and then they choke up. You know, these niggas are real rah-rah when they're online and all that, but when they get around white folks, they choke up. The dude should have really drove that shit home, man. If you had the opportunity to talk to her, a front runner, and start letting her know what the deal was, you'd be prepared.
Well, respectfully, if that is your position, then I will talk only to white people about how we are going to deal with the very real problems.
Joining me now, the activist you saw in that
and they putting these niggas
on. Joyce Jones, a founder of Black Lives Matter, Worcester, Massachusetts. Also, Dinesha Yancey, who's a founder.
Okay, now they're just putting these niggas on TV, giving them some attention right now. Okay. All right. But what Hillary Clinton was basically saying, tell me what you want. Give me an agenda. These niggas are running around talking all this shit, but they're not saying anything specifically. They just kind of want to debate. They want to get on that Hotep shit almost. They ain't talking about nothing specifically. Hillary Clinton said, tell me what you want. Dude, put me in front of Hillary Clinton. If you got Hillary Clinton there, that was the perfect opportunity to say, okay, Miss Clinton, this is what we need. Since we're talking about allocation of resources, we need resources to start Black businesses specifically for Black people, not no minorities. That's the first thing you should say. If y'all ever see Hillary Clinton, I'm telling y'all what to say. When Hillary Clinton starts coming down to them damn churches, tap dancing and shit with y'all niggas, this is what you say. Hey, Hillary Clinton, what we need you to do is, first of all, stop referring to us as minorities. Stop saying you're going to do something for minorities. We want you to do something specifically for Black people. That's number one. Number two, allocate resources for us to start Black businesses. Allocate resources for that, not minority businesses, Black businesses. Okay? Allocate resources for us to get land. Start hitting up with all, hit all the shit up. We need land for Black people. We need to be protected on that land, just like the Native Americans are protected on their land. We need you to look at the Treaty of 1866, where it shows that Black people who are freedmen were supposed to get money, just like the Native American. You need to start hitting her up for some specific shit. Then start talking about, okay, this is what we want you to do about the prison system. We need to create a situation where the low-level offenders can get into halfway houses that we run. So allocate us some funding to run halfway houses for our people. That, man, Put me in front of Hillary goddamn Clinton. I'll tell you specifically what needs to be done. Y'all got to get real specific and stop talking all this, but we want justice. We just want to be loved, because really y'all niggas just want attention. A lot of these niggas roll up and they just want attention and a pat on the goddamn head. They bundled and blundered a great opportunity, man. That was a great opportunity to really bring something to the table, and the motherfuckers dropped the goddamn ball, and now they all on CNN grinning, smiling like they done something. See, that's the thing. A lot of these niggas, man, these Black Lives Matter cats, they go out here and just bumble and blunder and really do nothing and then walk around with this smug look. Hey, I'm out here in Ferguson. Hey, I just talked to Hillary Clinton. You didn't do nothing. You didn't accomplish a goddamn thing, man. And I think that's almost by design, man. They're put out there to not accomplish shit. My God. What's up? Who's calling?
What's up? This is Hakeem from Philadelphia.
Hey, Hakeem. How you doing, fam?
I'm good. How are you?
What's on your mind, Hakeem? I'm good.
I just wanted to add something to the conversation about the Black Lives Matter performance, the tap dance on television where they were talking to Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was just, it was an embarrassment, man. They were just happy to be in front of the cameras. And I saw, as soon as they started talking about feelings and passion, and they wanted to know her personal, you know, what passion she has for the issue. And it's just a bunch of nonsense,
yeah,
man.
Fuck a passion. Fuck a passion, man.
Exactly.
Oh.
Have passion for the blood in the streets of your people. Like, you can't expect these people to have passion for you or love or compassion or whatever they're talking about.
Dude,
it was just an embarrassment, man.
It was,
it's like,
man,
all touchy-feely.
Yeah, man. Real talk. Thanks for the call. But yeah, they talking about passion and how you feel. And Hillary is like, hey, I can't really change people's hearts now. I can't stop racism, which is real ass talk. What Hillary Clinton said was some real shit. I can't stop racism. The white supremacy is ingrained in our culture. I'm not in the stop white supremacy business. Whenever the white supremacists come to me talking about, hey, what about black people? No. If you want to get in the conversation, suspected white supremacists, you need to tell me what you're going to do about white supremacy. Well, then they start talking in circles, but I just make them get the fuck out of my face. My job is to empower melanoid people so that we can protect ourselves from systematic white supremacy. I ain't trying to change nobody's heart. I'm not looking for a pat on the head. If you're a white supremacist, more power to you. But I want to protect enough of my people so that we're not affected by you, so our children are not being killed by you, white supremacists, so the women are not found hung in damn jail cells by suspected white supremacists. That's my thing. I'm trying to protect. I want to create an environment that protects us from that. And it starts with economics, because they're targeting us because our economic game is not on fleek. Our economic game is off. So when we talk to the Hillary Clintons and the Bernie Sanders and all these people, we need to talk about first what type of resources they can allocate to the black community to empower businesses. That's the number one thing we need to be talking about with these people. Y'all stop talking about all that. We want equality. We want justice. Those things are immeasurable and intangible. Those are just ideas. Let's talk about specifics, man. And that's know how to hit him up like Donald Trump. Donald Trump, you know, and I think he's a joke. Donald Trump is just out here trolling. But he was running around talking about, well, Obama hasn't done anything for black people. Now, whenever they say that, whenever Donald Trump or somebody says that, immediately go into code mode. What you need to do is say, hey, Donald Trump, what should Obama do for black folks? Immediately ask another question. When they start talking that, we got to get into code mode, family, and stop playing around with this thing. Because, see, the white supremacists, they stay on code. That's why they're getting on Sean King's ass. See, Sean King broke the white supremacist code. As a person in the dominant society who's supposed to uphold the system of white supremacy, you're not supposed to be a traitor to that system. See, Sean King is a white dude. They don't give a shit about him passing for black and all that. They don't give a shit about that. There's a whole bunch of white cats out here rapping and doing all this shit. They call them wiggers. There's so-called wiggers all over the place. There's white girls getting braids and all that. They don't give a shit about that. They really don't give a damn about a white dude acting black or passing for black. They don't care about that. The white supremacists could care less. What they're upset about is a person from their side turning on them. That's what they're really upset about. He broke the code. You're not supposed to tell on other white supremacists. That's why they're going in on Sean King. That's why all of these far-right conservative white supremacist suspect websites are going in on that dude heavy. Because he broke the white supremacist code. That's why you never see, you rarely see people in the dominant society publicly go against white supremacy. Even during the Zimmerman trial, nobody was really publicly going against Zimmerman like that. A lot of people in the dominant society, really on a one-on-one level, just putting themselves out there going against Ferguson and those cops. You had people out there marching, but half of them were undercover cops. There was a story that came out a couple of days ago that shows that most of those marches have undercover police, and some of those so-called Black Lives Matter people, they got files on them. Of course they got files on them, because they're funded by the white supremacists, and the white supremacists want to make sure that they don't turn. They don't want to put all these Black Lives Matter people out there, put their money behind them, and put them on TV, and then all of a sudden they flip and they turn. They want to make sure that their investments are right on track. That's why they got a file on them. Remember, they had files, FBI files, on the NAACP. And NAACP is basically funded by the white supremacists. Damn near 100% funded by. It was started by white people. So just because they fund these people, don't think that they won't keep tabs on them and then ultimately turn on them. And that's another thing. These Black Lives Matter people, and they keep learning the hard way, they think just because the white supremacists are funding them that they won't throw them to the wolves after they're done funding them. That's a trick black folks have never learned. Black people don't think that, okay, this person's funding me, so I'm good. They'll turn on you at the drop of a hat. That's why they turned on Sean King. They're turning on a lot of those Black Lives Matter people because they're starting to not need them anymore. You dig? They're starting to turn on the coons. They're starting to turn on the bedwinches out here. They're not playing games. See, the white supremacists, they have a code of conduct. If you turn against them, you go against them, they have a mechanism to ostracize. But we allow too much coonery to go on in our community. We allow people who are supposed to be black to pair up and sell us out to the white supremacists. Just like with that street harassment thing I've been warning people about for years. I saw a photo, a brother in New York sent me a photo of murals they're putting all around New York City talking about stop street harassment. They're painting murals on walls. Street harassment is about power, and they're doing it in all those places that they're going to gentrify. They are doing the shit like clockwork, family. They are doing it like clockwork. See, the thing is, black folks, we love being pawns in other people's games. See, we got to stop that pawn in the game thing. And that's today's theme. If you listen to the show, it's about not being pawns, because pawns are disposable. You can use pawns and then get rid of them when you decide to get rid of them. But in New York City, they've set the pawns up nice, and they set the street harassment campaign up nice. So now, when it's time to gentrify all the Negroes up out of the neighborhood, because again, y'all got all those hipsters running around, jogging and walking their dogs and smoking weed and all that. But you got to understand, when these hipsters start putting their kids in school, they ain't sending them to your schools. They ain't sending them to school with your kids. That's when it's time to get your ass up out of there. Check out my brand new lecture called Code of Conduct. You can get that right now at TariqRadio.com. I go real deep into the codes and a lot of the stuff I'm talking about now. Y'all need to get that lecture. But like I said, they're going to start gentrifying brothers and sisters and sisters. See, don't think that street harassment is just going to get at the brothers. That's another thing. Y'all think that street harassment campaign is just going to hit the brothers up. Oh, no, no, no. That's for the sisters, too. As you see with the Sandra Blands and all these other sisters out here getting killed, they ain't holding off on just us. They getting you, too. And what's going to happen when they get the whole street harassment laws in place? Y'all think it's all about a brother walking up saying, hey, how you doing, and making a woman feel uncomfortable. No. If you look, if you're a black man, they're setting it up so if you look at a white woman sideways, if you look at her and make her uncomfortable, that can be considered street harassment. They've never defined exactly what street harassment is. Street harassment can be just looking at somebody a certain way, and they can misinterpret that or reinterpret that as street harassment. And they can say, hey, I'm being harassed on the street by this guy. And they can come and shake you down. And all they got to do is say, hey, we got a street harassment call on this guy, so we were justified in violating this dude. See, they got to set up stuff to go around the Constitution. That's why they set up all these crazy laws for black folks, so that they won't specifically violate the Constitution. They do things to dance around that. Exactly. Somebody in the chat room said, black men, you can thank Fraudinista. You can thank Fraudinista. You can thank her. Exactly. She's a that's the number one person you can thank for that. Sellout NBW. Fraudinista Jones. She was one of the main ones co-signing that. And they're going to be attacking black men and black women over that. Because y'all know all these world star videos, y'all see sisters out here fighting in the street and all that. All you got to do is have a white woman call up and say, hey, 911, there were some negresses harassing me. They were going to beat me up. All these sisters have to do is look at a white woman wrong in New York, and they can get you too. So I say bravo to the white supremacists. I've been yelling about this shit for the last couple of years, but a lot of times we just have to wait until it pans out so that other black folks will believe it. So we got to get on our game and stop being pawns out here, family. Let me get a couple of more calls. And don't forget, man, also go to HiddenColorsFilm.com and get Hidden Colors 1, 2, and 3. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, Tariq. This is Idris. I'm /23.
Your name is Idris?
Yeah.
Idris, where you calling from, Idris?
I'm calling from Hoffman Estates.
Where's that?
Illinois. Actually, yeah. Suburb of Chicago.
There you go. What's on your mind, Idris?
First thing first, man, I want to commend you for all you've been doing, you know, for the community and stuff. And,
yes,
you know, I'm actually, I've been here since 96. I'm actually from the Ivory Coast, right by Ghana.
Oh, cool.
So,
cool.
I was talking about the Black Lives Matter people.
Yeah.
They were, you know, I saw the whole Hillary Clinton thing, and hold on, let me turn my radio down.
Go ahead, brother.
But yeah, like on the whole Hillary Clinton thing, I saw the video, but I kind of want to know, like, how should we, you know, like, view their positioning? Because one thing that they kind of said, you know, was it should be, you know, like, they're tired of it being, you know, all lives matter, that it should be Black Lives Matter, you know, instead. Like, how should we, like, what should I take from that? Because in a way, I'm kind of looking at it as in, like, they really shouldn't be talking to these politicians like Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton. You know, they should be more so trying to organize within ourselves.
No, we can hit the politicians up. No. We're very much within our right to hit these politicians up because, hey, they want us to vote. You want us to vote? Give us something. See, we go out there and all they got to do is come to the black church and sing and eat some sweet potato pie. And then we are like, oh, white mama. And then we go run and vote. Man, I saw a video with John McCain. I think it was John McCain. He went to an Indian reservation. They ran his goddamn ass off that reservation. Them motherfuckers, those Native Americans started going, woo! They started going in on his ass, man. They almost got some bows and arrows on his ass. They ran John McCain's ass off that goddamn reservation. They're like, well, don't come over here with that bullshit. We got to start doing that, too. But they come around us with our hearts melt. They come around us, our hearts melt. We just love them. But go ahead, brother.
Right. Yeah, no, but I was talking about, like, what, you know, like, for example, what Dr. Claude Anderson talks about, you know, like, in terms of group economics. And one thing that I support that he said was about how, you know, he talks about how, you know, us as black people should get together and we should form a voting bloc.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel that, you know, I understand what the Black Lives Matter people are trying to do, But, you know, at
explain to me what they're trying to do. Because nobody really knows. Nobody knows exactly what they're trying to do.
I'm trying to understand, which is why, I called in, because, like, I kind of really didn't get the positioning, because they're going talking to Hillary Clinton, but at the same time, there's nothing really getting
done. That's what I'm saying. You just said, I know what they're trying to do. Okay, well, please inform me, because I don't know what the fuck they're trying to do. Don't nobody know what they're trying to do. That's the thing. And that's what Hillary Clinton was saying. Tell me what you want. Well, we get hated on, and we the passion, oh, God, just tell her. Y'all didn't come prepared. What the fuck?
Right.
Man, anyway, man, thanks for the call, man. My God, man. These cats do not come prepared. Tell her what you want. You got an opportunity to talk to Hillary Clinton. Tell her. This is what we want. We need some tangibles. We need funding. We need land. We need federal protection. There's a lot of shit you could have hit Hillary Clinton up, man. You could have hit up with a lot of stuff. Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. Remember, man, don't be pawns. Because you got to, hey, this whole Black Lives Matter thing getting in front of Hillary Clinton, again, they could have just been pawns, man. They could have been set up to go there to specifically talk about some bullshit. Because I don't put that past them either. That's why they're on TV now, grinning and all that stuff. They could have got on TV and got put out there just to be pawns to talk about some straight up bullshit and not talk about anything tangible. And this is why they're getting rewarded with attention. They know niggas love attention. All they got to do is put a camera on us and just parade us around when we ain't talking about shit and give us all the shine, and we eat that shit up. Anyway, y'all, go to TariqRadio.com, get my new lecture called Code of Conduct, and also you can get my lecture, International Racism. Very good lectures. And I'm going to have some more of my lectures posted up on my Tariq Radio website pretty soon. I'm putting a lot of my lectures up and all that good stuff. And I will holler at you guys on Ustream this Sunday. Peace, fam.